the village of Glan Don. Sunset. At the dawn of summer, and the 6-foot salmon, the monster fish of small makers, is set alight and pushed out to sea towards its ancestral home, the long lost kingdom of Gwyddno. Homage done, tradition restored, the sunburnt multitudes bare of foot and chest give generous cheer, fortified by a never-ending supply of beer and wine. Early night, beneath the heavens and the stars, their bodies as one, a journey of rediscovery. The princess finally falls into a deep sleep and dreams of a never-ending future. The prince follows suit, but does he dream of the same? Or of mermaids?
The womb should be the safest place on Earth. But today our bodies are contaminated with over 300 man-made chemicals to which our great-grandparents were never exposed. Many of these pollutants are found in intensively farmed food. Some have been linked with birth defects in people and wildlife. The World Wildlife Fund is campaigning for the elimination of these hazardous chemicals so that the only thing we pass on to our children is our genes. The World Wildlife Fund, taking action for a living planet. In a far corner of our solar system, orbiting quietly lurks one of the biggest threats to the survival of the human species. Somewhere up there is an asteroid with our name on it. The first indication that we have of the doomsday asteroid could be the first shockwave hitting the top of the atmosphere, 5 seconds before impact. Almost every individual human would die in an event of this kind. The question is not whether or not we will have a large impact in the future, but simply when. This is the story of the struggle of science against oblivion, the race against time to find a way to save the Earth and all the people on it from asteroid Armageddon. The Webb Ellis story, fact or fiction? So there was this game of football in rugby school in 1823, and William Webb Ellis, good old boy that he was, picked up the bloody thing and ran under the posts. What a shock he gave them, good old Ellis! So he gave the game to rugby school, and they gave it to the world. So the story goes. But history is never that simple. Some claim that William Webb Ellis was actually playing Caid, the ancient Irish game similar to rugby. And Webb Ellis's father was stationed in Ireland with the Dragoons. Then again, the Welsh could suggest Caid was just another version of their sport, Cnapan. And the list of claimants doesn't end there.